streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Wednesday. It is great to have you in. We are live in Los Angeles. The show is called The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. We have a bombshell story that happened late yesterday afternoon. Brian Flores fired by the Miami Dolphins, alleging his owner, Stephen Ross, was going to pay him to tank games. Feels like to me Stephen Ross should have his franchise pulled. And three teams he's suing, alleging racism and hiring practices. Joy Taylor is joining me this morning. Generally don't like to start shows with something more positive, but I think we've reached the tipping point with black coaches in this league, and I think it's time, and it's good to have you in.
Yes, it's definitely time, and I think I might be switching allegiances. I've been exhausted by the Dolphins.
Let me start with this. If you are hopeless in life, you feel hopeless, you've done everything you can do, there's only two actions. You can be passive and quit and just disappear, or you can fight. Brian Flores said, "It's who I am. I'm a fight." Black coaches are at wit's end. What can we do? We don't get opportunities. Take the New York Giants, just this organization. Think about this. So the New York Giants, two coaches have really worked there, Parcells and Coughlin. When you tell me Brian Flores is rigid and tough, I laugh in your face. Parcells and Coughlin? The Giants, when they had Tom Coughlin, had to have private meetings regularly to tell him to tone it down. He was so intense. So Coughlin leaves, and they hire Ben McAdoo, who had never been a head coach. It is a disaster. They do it again. They hire a coach, Pat Shurmur, who was a coordinator. It may have been worse. It was a disaster. They then hire Joe Judge, who'd never even been a coordinator. It was worse than the previous two. It was an utter disaster. So disaster, disaster, disaster. Wouldn't you think you would go, let's see, let's go back to the thing that worked. Hire somebody who's been a head coach. And by the way, the soft, nice guy, the Shermer, that doesn't work. And there's this guy in Florida. He's winning with a bad owner, a bad roster, and a below-average quarterback, which is virtually impossible in the NFL. I'm not saying you had to hire Brian Flores, but you wouldn't even give him anything more than a sham interview proven by Bill Belichick's texts. Folks, he's from Brooklyn. He fits the Coughlin-Parcells profile. He's from that Belichick tree, which appears to hold huge weight with the Giants. And he didn't get a legitimate interview. Coordinator, coordinator, Joe Judge. And you're really going to go back to the coordinator thing. And by the way, Brian Daboll may work. Colin, he made Josh Allen work. Never put Josh Allen and Daniel Jones in the same sentence. New rule on the show. It's Joy and I's fourth rule. Never put them in the same sentence. But you can put Daniel Jones in the same sentence with Tua. And he won with Tua. If you're a black coach, think about outside of yourself for a second. So Dennis Allen is probably going to get the Saints job. He's in-house. Dennis Allen was an utter disaster as a Raiders coach, 8-28. I am not against him getting another chance. I'm for young people failing, getting another chance. But Brian Flores couldn't get a legitimate interview. Josh McDaniels is going to get the Raiders job. He was 11-17. He admits, and again, I think he's going to succeed. I do think he'll work in Oakland. I think they're Vegas. They have players. They have Derek Carr. But he's getting a second job. Brian Flores not only didn't fail, not only wasn't overwhelmed, he did virtually the impossible in the National Football League. Give me another example. Bad owner, bottom five quarterback, that's where Tua ranks, terrible roster, and back-to-back winning seasons. There's no comp for it. If you're a black coach, you can passively go into the night. Or you can fight. Those texts from Belichick to Flores are so humiliating, are so maddening. I mean, we know there's been racist owners. We know that. NBA had to get rid of one. We've seen multiple instances. But Brian Flores was on CBS this morning, and he was asked by Nate Burleson, former NFL player, great young broadcaster, why, though he knew it was a sham interview with the Giants, he went ahead with the interview.
How did that make you feel, knowing that you were walking into an interview where a decision might have already been made?
It was a range of emotions. Humiliation, disbelief, anger. I've worked so hard to get to where I am from in football, to become a head coach. Put 18 years in this league, and it was to go on what was going to be what felt like or what was a sham interview.
Think about this. The hit rate on hiring head coaches. This morning I was talking to the staff and I'm like, what is it, 50%? They laughed at me. It's like 7% make it. 7%. In the last 5 years, Vrabel was great. McVay's obviously been a home run. McDermott. Last 5 or 6 years, we've had a handful of hits. But Brian Flores, if not fired, is in that group because he had back-to-back winning seasons. And think about this. We now think Zach Taylor is a good coach. He's in the Super Bowl with Joe Burrow. Before he got Zach Taylor, before he got Burrow, He was 6-25. That's with two things that Flores had: suboptimal ownership and a bad roster. Zach Taylor was 6-25-1. Got a great quarterback and wins. Flores had the same bad ownership and the bad roster, never got a great quarterback, and still won. Zach Taylor was 6-25. The best quarterback won every division. Brian Flores got in trouble for two reasons. Number one, he wouldn't take $100,000 checks to tank games. And number two, he knew you couldn't win at a high level with his quarterback and fought for it. And to that, he got fired. Flores continued on CBS This Morning about his lawsuit.
We didn't have to file a lawsuit for the world to know that there's a problem from a hiring standpoint in regards to minority coaches in the National Football League. The numbers speak for themselves.
Right.
We filed the lawsuit so that we could create some change. And that's important to me. I think we're at a fork in the road right now. You know, we're either going to keep it the way it is, mm-hmm. or we're going to go in another direction and actually make some real change.
So I'm not saying you had to hire Brian Flores, but you can't give me the excuse that he's rigid. Jim Harbaugh may get the Vikings job. Tom Coughlin was a success in New York. Rigid, it's the exception when you're not as a college coach or an NFL head coach. They're almost all rigid. They're almost my way or the highway. That's just the way it works. I mean, Bill Belichick wouldn't let his assistants talk for years. Gronk, party Gronk, on more than one occasion, feared Belichick. That's how they rule, by fear. And I'm not saying you had to hire Brian Flores, but as a Brooklyn kid with a winning record back-to-back in a division with the greatest coach ever in Josh Allen, a sham interview, you can either passively disappear into the night or you can fight. And that's what Brian Flores was meant to do. Let me talk briefly about Jim Harbaugh. He is now interviewing for the Minnesota Vikings job. Puts Michigan in a tough spot. I think Jim Harbaugh has come to terms with he wants to get back into the NFL. For the record, he's been coaching there 7 years. 4 of those years, they won 10-plus games. He rebuilt the program. He also sees the reality, as did Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly's a really good football coach. 12 years, like Harbaugh, rebuilt a great Northern brand. Years ago, when I grew up, Northern brands often dominated college football. Washington and Nebraska and Penn State, Notre Dame and Michigan. And then networks started putting all the games on TV, and kids thought, you know, I can stay closer to home, girlfriend, family. And then LSU became a power, and Clemson became a power again, and the SEC started dominating. Yeah, that's what happened with college football. It is harder now than ever to win when you have to leave your cold northern region to get your best players. And there's only two options. You can go join them in the SEC. That's what Brian Kelly did. Brian said, okay, I've played Georgia a couple times. I've played Alabama. They have way more NFL bodies. I'm going to go join that conference. Or you can do what Harbaugh does. I want to go to a place where I'm not at a decided athletic advantage. In fact, I may have an advantage when I get to a Super Bowl or a playoff game. But Brian Kelly and Jim Harbaugh, in my opinion, are leaving for the same reason. Because they have eyes. They can see that in the footprint of a Texas or a Georgia or an Alabama, or even when they're rolling a USC, they have to ask players to go to northern cold weather climates because their regions don't have as many great NFL players. That's a fact. It's not an opinion. And there's only two solutions. If you want to win big, you go join them like Brian Kelly, or you go to the NFL like Jim Harbaugh. And most coaches in northern powers just don't have those options. Most don't get offered NFL jobs like Harbaugh, and most don't get offered the LSU job like Brian Kelly. But they both did their job. They did it exceedingly well. But both are realists, and I can appreciate that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5, and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
There's a lawsuit by Brian Flores against the NFL, three different teams. The real bombshell to me, though, is the allegation by Brian Flores that Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, incentivized tanking, that he would pay Flores $100,000 to lose games. So here is Brian Flores on CBS this morning. He thought that led to his demise. He wouldn't buy into it.
I didn't grow up with a lot. This game, changed my life. So to attack the integrity of the game, that's what I felt was happening in that instance, and I wouldn't stand for it.
And that was Dolphins owner Stephen Ross.
Yes. So
And you think it hurt your career?
I think it hurt my standing within the organization, and ultimately was the reason why I was let go.
The fact that Stephen Ross thought he could offer this up to Brian Flores shows you an 80-year-old man that is in the twilight zone. Can you imagine if somebody came to me and said, I'll pay you $10,000 to make stories up? Just, they're not true, make them up. What? I mean, I have a right to be wrong. I mean, the IRS does audit companies and finds nothing. I can be wrong. I've had sources tell me things, and it's not factually correct. But if I was taking money to make stuff up, you should never trust me again, ever. Regardless of if I left networks, if I left careers, you should never trust me. The fact that a coach, Brian Flores, is saying, my integrity doesn't have a price tag. And the idea that an owner in this league, this tears at the fabric of the league, that an owner would come out and say, I'll pay $100,000. Listen, we all know the game in tanking. We all understand the Colts didn't want to play Peyton Manning when he was beat up the last year, probably could have brought him back for a few games and said, rest up, Andrew Luck's available. Like, it's unspoken, but it's also understood. But to go to a coach early in the process, as this is his first job in an industry that isn't always favorable to black coaches, and to go to that coach and say, lose on purpose. I mean, Stephen Ross, he is operating on a galaxy that is, if I am Roger Goodell, and remember, the owners are Roger Goodell's boss, but this league now, the ratings are great. The revenue is great. You got sports gambling revenue, which, by the way, worries leagues a little bit. We have had a Tim Donaghy in the NBA. We've seen at the college level, the Boston College scandal 40, 50 years ago. When you bring gambling in, there is a concern, you know, monitor games, coaches, behavior. And Stephen Ross is out here like, hey, let's tank games. Wow. That is lose your franchise stupid. That's as bad as it gets. The Donald Sterling stuff. You hear the videotape. It's like, all right, bye-bye. He's gone. That feels like a take care. See ya. Bye-bye. 80 years old. Out of touch. It's been dysfunctional forever. That, of all the lawsuits and allegations, is to me so ugly and so damning. I don't even know where the league goes on this. That's Roger Goodell getting on the phone with other owners privately and saying, listen, this league is, our ratings are so good, our games are so good, our sport is so good, we've got to make a move.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Talking about Brian Flores, obviously a big story today. And I'm not saying you have to hire Brian Flores, but it is really interesting. I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine yesterday, Mike Silver, about this. And I said, we always talk like there's seven or eight great quarterbacks in the league and that's it. And I would argue there's seven or eight great owners in the league and that's it. And seven to eight great coaches. Joey and I were talking about this morning. There's not a lot of great anywhere. So this idea, I think sometimes fans think, you know, there's a couple bad owners. Oh, folks, there are half this league's got wackadoo owners. I've heard stories for years, and it's the same with quarterbacks. You've got a handful of great ones. Robert Kraft in New England's a very strong owner. Then you've got another seven or eight who are certainly competent, like the Wolves in Minnesota seem to mostly know what they're doing. And then you've got really dovetails very quickly into Detroit's and Chicago's and Washington's. But here's the thing about the hiring practices. Something has to be tweaked. And just for one second, let's just take race out of it. Just for a second. It's not working. Like 80% are failing. And I would say half of those that are failing are awful. They're Joe Judge, they're complete misses. So whatever's happening in the hiring process, beyond race for a second, it's just not working. So do a better job at it. Interview more people. Have more eyes and ears. But I was thinking about it. In the last 5 years, or let me read this. Hold on. I wrote this down. There's only five head coaches left who were hired more than 5 years ago. And we turn over a quarter of the league. So it's not working. So these are the coaches that I would consider over the last 5 years to be hits. Sean McVay. None of us are going to argue. Matt LaFleur. Sometimes situationally, I don't love him, but they're way better now than they were with McCarthy. I am not counting McCarthy as a hit, and I'm not counting Kevin Stefanski, though I think he's competent. So I'm going to be choosy here. I think Kyle Shanahan has won a lot of games with like a B quarterback. Bruce Arians got to a Super Bowl and won it. That counts. Zach Taylor had my doubts, but what do you want me to say this morning? He's like, you know, it looks like he's 17 years old. He's in the Super Bowl. I would count Mike Vrabel. Now, that's the first defensive guy. I think he's a big hit. I would count Sean McDermott, defensive guy. He's a big hit. And then Frank Reich is kind of on the fence. But I would, me personally, I would put Brian Flores in that if he wasn't fired. I think Brian Flores and Frank Reich are very similar. You feel like, with Frank Reich, I feel like he should have gotten into the playoffs. I really feel that this morning. Like, dude, you got to get into the playoffs. So that's a little bit on Frank. I've never felt with Miami, come on, dude, you got to get that team into the playoffs. I find it fairly remarkable that with a bad owner, a bad roster, still a bad O-line, and I don't think much of Tua, that they're winning. That's just like unheard of in the NFL. So if you look over the last 5 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 I consider hits, and I would consider the 9th to be Brian Flores if he wasn't fired. So, and I've said this for years. I understand that, and this has been a Patriot thing, the interpersonal skills from Patriot coaches has just been awful. Like, it's bad. Matt Patricia struggled. Josh McDaniels, to his credit, came out and acknowledged, I was bad at it. Like, to his credit, just totally owned it. So I understand you have to get along with people. I've worked in this industry for 25 years. There are people that are talented that just don't get along with people. It really does matter. But then, that's okay. But you can't sham interview them when they are absolutely the best coach on the market. Now, I think Jim Harbaugh is the best current coach available because he was 44-19. But he was in college. I'm talking about the guys in the NFL if you take Harbaugh out of it. Brian's way up there. Like, and he's not even getting legitimate interviews. Now, I will say this. The whole hiring process to me is weird. I said this the other day. Doug Peterson outdueled Bill Belichick and Brady with Nick Foles. Won a Super Bowl. It's one of the great coaching jobs ever. How many interviews did he get? It was weird. Jason Garrett, 9.5 years, one losing season. He didn't get an interview. Jim Caldwell won had two winning seasons with the Lions, one with the Colts. He got like one interview? Like, I don't even understand it. I don't even understand the hiring process. Jason Garrett gets an interview. Jim Caldwell gets an interview. Doug Peterson gets an interview. I get nothing against Brian Daboll. I really don't. I think he deserves interviews. But Brian Flores is doing something that is virtually unheard of in the National Football League. A winning record in a division with the greatest coach. And by the way, over the last 3 years, who's given Belichick? Who's been a big pain in Belichick's butt? Brian Flores. Didn't he beat him twice this year? Beat Belichick twice this year. You give me the last coach to beat Belichick twice in a season. I think it's McDermott probably because they played him in the playoff game. It would be Sean McDermott this year. Sean McDermott beat Belichick twice this year. He's considered a genius. He's the great young coach. Oh, Brian Flores to do with Tua, and he's out of work. I don't know. There's just a lot of boxes Brian Flores checks, and I know he can be crusty, and I know I understand that stuff. Like, the communication is vital, but he's not getting legitimate interviews. You got to do better as a league. You just simply have to do better. There's no excuses.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Here we go, hour number two, live in LA. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Brian Flores suing the NFL, three teams, alleging racism and hiring practices. A lot of this stems from his frustration with the New York Giants, where he was texting with Bill Belichick, and Belichick apparently knew before he was set to interview with the New York Giants that they were hiring Brian Daboll. Now, was Bill Belichick just guessing and didn't really have inside privy information, or did Bill Belichick actually know before Brian Flores, and why would Bill Belichick know who the New York Giants were already hiring days before Brian Flores would even be interviewing? So that to me was, does Belichick know for sure? He does appear during the text to have some insight, and that, I think, is the final straw. It was humiliating. Here's Brian Flores. That's the second bite, guys. Was asked by Nate Burleson on the CBS Morning Show why, even though he knew it was a sham interview, did he interview with the Giants after seeing those Belichick texts?
How did that make you feel, knowing that you were walking into an interview where a decision might have already been made?
It was a range of emotions. Humiliation, disbelief, anger. Now, I've worked so hard to get to where I am from in football, to become a head coach. Put 18 years in this league, and it was to go on at what was going to be what was a sham interview.
I think a lot of black coaches, and I can't speak for them, obviously, but Joe Judge, for example, got a job, had never really been a coordinator. What is the black equivalent of that? He was an utter disaster. Eric Bieniemy, well, he doesn't call the plays in Kansas City. Well, my sources tell me Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy didn't call a lot of them either. That's Andy Reid's offense. They got opportunities. It's opportunities people want. Black coaches aren't complaining because they get fired. They all understand the game. We know how it works here. Everybody but Belichick gets fired. Pete Carroll was fired. Andy Reid was fired. Like, you get fired eventually, or it wears you out. Jim Harbaugh gets to a Super Bowl. A year later, he gets fired. It's opportunities. Remember when Mike Tomlin was very agitated when he was asked about a college job? Remember this?
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
Anyone else? All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
I think the inference is fairly clear. He's never had a losing season. He's got multiple Super Bowls. And you're asking him about a college job. In the black community, they're just looking for opportunities. 73% black players, one head coach. Really? And now we find out it's an utter sham for Brian Flores interviewing for the Giants. He's from Brooklyn. After going 0-7, he did the unimaginable in Miami. He had a winning record, 24-18. Remember that first year he was 0-7. First four games were blowouts. Next couple were ugly. And at that point going forward, with a really bad roster, he rebuilt the defense and special teams almost immediately, changed the culture. He never could get the offensive line right. But again, he's not the one drafting him. He's not the general manager. And then with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua, back-to-back years in a division with Belichick twice a year and Josh Allen twice a year and Sean McDermott, he had a winning record. Almost unheard of in the NFL. It really is virtually unheardable. If you have a suboptimal owner, you're average at quarterback, and you have a below-average roster, you cannot win in this league. Brian Flores did. He's just asking for basic respect. When I walk through the door for an interview, do I have a legitimate chance to get the job? Brian Flores, if he doesn't get these texts, may not file a lawsuit because he felt it was a legitimate interview. But when you read those texts, if you would have gotten those texts in your industry and the history of the NFL and black coaches, you'd have been pissed too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
And with that, DeMario Davis, the Saints do not have a coach, but he's a great player. Four straight year leading the Saints in tackles. Well, I mean, I guess I would ask you, and I don't expect players nor coaches to be updated on Brian Flores' situation. I know you guys like us. You know, we're in the business to read all this stuff and have opinions. But when you heard the Brian Flores stuff, I understood his anger. I understood it. I understood Mike Tomlin being pissed this year when they asked him about a college job. DeMario, how's it land for you?
I think just like many people, I had a rush of emotions when seeing it all. But wasn't shocked by any means. I think when you're living in looking at a situation, and I don't know all the details of this particular incident, but when you're looking at the situation of, you know, you only have one black coach in the league, you only have three GMs, you have no black owners. When you look at that, as far as the NFL, there's definitely something wrong with the system, and we need to work in a way of fixing this system. There's something broken about what's going on. I think in a lot of ways, this is not just an issue that the NFL is facing. This is an issue that many corporations and many organizations and businesses around our country are dealing with when faced with how to create diversity at the top. There's a lot of barriers that black individuals come up against for whatever reason when it comes to moving up to the tops of the businesses. And we have to figure out a way to get that done. I think far too long we've been having a conversation around how do we do it. This is two years removed from George Floyd. And there's been many conversations. I've been a part of many conversations. I've seen and heard about many conversations. But when are you going to move from conversation into action? I think you have the Rooney Rule that's in place. It was definitely put there for a reason. But how do you get to what we realize the end result of what the Rooney Rule was intended to versus just conversation and move away from where we are now? And so I don't know all the details of this situation, but I think it's very reflective of sport is a microcosm of society. And it's a lot of things that are going on in our country that we have to continue to work on and fix. I think when people hear the term racism, a lot of times they're just thinking of harsh treatment of colored people from, you know, mostly white individuals or whatnot. But it's not just the harsh treatment. That's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, there are structural things that need to change and have to change for us to be in a better situation and far away from, you know, incidents like this that are coming up. And until we start to deal with the underbelly and those structures that are in place and deal with them in a real way, in a practical way, and in an immediate way, we're going to continue to see things like this come up.
Well, you've been in the league 10 years, Saints 4 years, 5 years with the Jets, 1 year with the Browns. And if I could, let me ask you, in your 10 years in this league, head coach, position coach, coordinator, have you seen instances that were discouraging where you thought a black coach was passed over or not given the respect he deserved? Have you seen that? 10 years is a long time to do anything, and you've been, DeMario, with three different organizations. Have there been moments that have disappointed you?
Well, most certainly when you look at the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs.
Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, there's no reason why he shouldn't have a head coaching job. I mean, I played against the Chiefs one time, and I think he's definitely, if not the best, one of the best offensive coordinators I've ever had to go against. And when you hear the type of respect that he has in his locker room, you hear his name traveling around the league, there's no reason why he doesn't have a head coaching job. And I think that's the case in many situations. I think that's just the most blatant. But I mean, you know, why are there no black owners? Why is there only three GMs? I think it moves past the coaching, just the coaching dynamic.
Sure.
When the locker room is 73% black athletes, why isn't that, you know, displayed across the rest of the league in the executive positions and so on? And so I think that happens in, I continue to speak about that happens in more places than just the NFL. It's happening, you know, across the country and in many other spaces. And so the NFL has a slogan, inspire change. And I think here's another opportunity. If the NFL wants to inspire change, it has to correct itself first, and you let that be a display to other places of how change can occur. And I have seen the NFL put forth the effort in a lot of regards. I don't want to disregard that. I've seen the NFL participate with the Players Coalition in many recommendations that we brought to the league that could be beneficial. And so that outward impact in the community, I've seen the NFL take those steps. But change is whole. Change begins with self first. And so, you know, it's almost like a person can do good deeds, but if they don't take care of themselves and they themselves aren't a good person to do the things required, then you kind of have that conflict. And so the NFL can't just have the impact outwardly. It has to have the impact inwardly. And then that's how you really inspire change. And I think it's an opportunity for the NFL to lead in our country in a real way by doing that. And so I think there needs to be practical things put into place that help us realize the ideals and morals of things such as the Rooney Rule to make that a reality inside of the game.
You know, I was reading an article, and I wish I knew the author of it because it deserved credit. It was a thoughtful article saying that, you know, it was asking about, do black players, when they have black coaches, is it a different sensibility? Do they understand the hardships? Do they play harder? And it was more asking a question than making a statement, but it did make me think about that. And you guys have a coaching opening. And could I say, an African-American coach, I mean, you're one of the two or three best players, the overwhelming best players in the Saints are African-American. Is there an argument to be made that this is a great opportunity for the Saints? Now, you have a coach on staff. He may be the leading candidate. He had a job before as a head coach, didn't work. How do you feel personally about the Saints' job opening?
Well, I want to make sure that the point is understood that we're not asking for or suggesting that a person should get the job because of the color of their skin. We're saying that the best person for the job should be able to have the equal opportunity to get the job as everybody else. Yeah. And when I'm on the field and I look out to a cornerback, I don't want the best black cornerback. I don't want the best white cornerback. I want the best cornerback over there. And you remove that argument when you're looking at a league that's there's only one black coach. That, you know, I have to get an expert to draw up the details, but you're not going to convince me that there are, you know, 31 white coaches that are better than all the black coaches. You're just not going to convince me in that argument, especially when the majority of the game experience has come via black players. And so I just think that needs to be looked at. It needs to be addressed. You know, the opportunities to become general managers, the opportunity to become owners, you know, when our game, it needs to be reflected of the athletes that are on the field. And so when you look at the Saints, I think there are a number of coaches that are qualified and would be respected and well received if they get the position. I think we've been blessed to have a lot of coaches that are in-house. I had a chance to play for Dennis Allen, a white coach who's been one of the best defensive minds I've ever been around. And so certainly I hold him in a high regard. And if he gets a position, I'll be, you know, happy. And at the same time, I've had the opportunity to play with Aaron Glenn. I think he's up for, you know, going for that job as well.
Yeah.
Highly respected across the league. And then at that point, if everybody has that fair opportunity, then, you know, it's on the organization who they select. I think they're going to do what's best for the organization. But when you have situations like what seems to have taken place with the Flores situation, I don't know this in detail, so I can't 100% speak on it. But if it was a sham interview and you already decided, it's almost like you're doing an interview just to say you interviewed a black person. And we can't be doing stuff like that. That's just not reflective of what the players in the locker room and our heart for the game and passion. And I think many of the coaches that are part of the game and many of leadership. But if this is going on, you know, if you don't believe in that type of action, we got to take a stand for it. There has to be accountability when things like this happen. Because if there's a lack of accountability, then things like this will continue to happen. And that's what we want to move away from.
DeMario Davis, if you didn't know football and just turned the Saints game on when the other team had the ball, you would immediately see that DeMario Davis is a play wrecker and one of the truly great defensive players in this league. He'll be attending the 35th annual Super Bowl breakfast February 12th. Russell Wilson going to receive the Bart Starr Award. Event available on Athletes in Action, the YouTube channel. You're thoughtful. You're a great player. I love having you on the show. Good luck in the coaching search. And I like the way you think. And I appreciate you stopping by our show.
Hey, thank you, Colin. You guys be blessed.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.